out of Acworth, Georgia, Cameron Rosendahl. Good morning, Cameron.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now. You got me?
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining. Yeah, I was just going over your story is not the normal path for a college quarterback. But let's just go back to that last game. You had sort of set and was ready, and your time came. And with Demary Croft hurt, with Michael Hughes hurt, you start that final game. What went through your mind going into it?
Well, once I got the nod from coach that I was going to be the starter, you know, I just felt like I've been ready for that moment because I never looked at any other week differently. I always went into the week like I was a starter, preparing the best I could just so when that moment came, I'd be ready and I just didn't want to be ready. So I felt like I was ready, and I felt like we showed what we had on the field.
Well, and the three touchdowns all to Devon Johnson. Now, you and Devon got a little bit of a chemistry thing going on.
Yeah, too bad he's a senior, but
yeah.
We've been practicing all summer, and we always felt like we had some chemistry, and we always joked around that if I ever got in that I was just going to throw it up to him almost every play, but it was just a joke. But we ended up pretty much doing that throughout the game a couple times, giving him a shot, and he took the best of them chances.
Now, I need to know about the celebration after the touchdown. First off, I don't know how to describe it, number one. Number two, this is something you guys came up with back in the summer, right?
Oh, yeah. We used to practice, like, with no coaches or nothing around. And, like, if someone threw a touchdown to Devon, he would just start running. And I can't even explain it either. He would just start running in a weird fashion, and people would just start running like that behind him. And I thought it was the funniest thing ever, so after you'd be touched in his corner, I'd always be like, bro, you didn't do the celebration. Like, come on. But he did it in that final game, and it was fun.
Yeah, and just that winning touchdown, I was talking to your SID, Jose, and he was telling me that, you know, everybody, you know, after you throw a winning touchdown, you're running to midfield. Why did you have to stop?
I was getting chased, so I don't know. I just stopped, and I had to take in the moment. It was a very special moment for me. So,
tell the truth, you cramped up.
Yeah, that too. I mean, honestly, I forgot I did cramp up.
Yeah. Cameron Rosendahl with us. He is the TSU quarterback out of Georgia Military. Now, you come out of high school there from Acworth, and you take the Georgia Military route. We know how many Division I prospects that school has produced, and even and you played 10 games as a freshman, all 11 games as a sophomore, 9-2, completed 64% of your passes, 2,300 yards, and on, 27 touchdowns to 6 interceptions. But what happened? Because you didn't play the following year.
Well, the last game of the season, we were playing a real good team. And I had one of the best first halves of football of my career, and then I came out in the second half, and I fell on my left shoulder wrong, ended up tearing a bunch of stuff in that one, but I kept playing, and I did the same thing to my right shoulder, but way worse. So I ended up having to get surgery on both my shoulders.
Oh, man. And yeah. You set out 17. Did you think football was over for you?
I didn't. The doctors did. They told me I wouldn't be able to, you know, throw football again or anything, but I didn't let that noise stop me from doing what I knew I could do, and you know, I ended up – that's why this past year was so special to me, because a lot of people didn't think it would happen, but, you know, I believed.
Well, in the meantime, I've got to note that your next-door neighbor talked to get you into work in construction.
Yep. At WH Mechanical, my neighbor Vince, he's a real nice guy, and, you know, I was just going to be home for a year. I knew I was. And he was probably just joking about it, but I took him serious, and I ended up working with him for about a year, so.
Well, that's not easy work.
not easy, but it's nice to learn stuff like that for my, future endeavors.
Cameron Rosendahl with us, TSU quarterback. All right, you're out of football for that year because you messed up both shoulders. You're working construction. How did the connection with TSU come about?
Well, I guess Coach Bradford, our tight ends coach at TSU, was recruiting some other guys at GMC, and I guess they I remember our coaches said something about me to him, and he called me, and he just wanted to let me know that, you know, that they're interested in me and that if you can come back and play football, that they want it to be at TSU. And that really took a place in my heart because no one else was calling me. No one else was, you know. And Coach Bradford was calling me all the time. Like, to the point where I didn't even want to answer him no more. I was like, look, man, I can't even throw yet.
Well, of course, you're talking about Antonio Bradford there on Coach Reed's staff. And just to, you know, it's almost a storybook thing that you came back here and then you bide your time. You know where you are in the rotation, but when you got that opportunity, you performed, and that's a storybook kind of tale.
Yeah, it is, but to me it was just – that's just how it had to be. I didn't have any other choice. And, you know, just through my faith and my family being there for me, you know, I feel like I could do almost – anything I set my mind to. So it was awesome just to see, like, just to see my family after that game, because they know how much hard work I put into it. So yeah, it really was storybook.
University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel here at Bongo Java. TSU quarterback Cameron Rosendahl with us. You're talking about your family. Tell me about Ackworth, Georgia. Now, where is Ackworth?
It's just north of Atlanta, about 30 minutes maybe.
Oh, okay. Basically Atlanta.
Yeah, it's just a
suburb, yeah. The traffic is still Atlanta, right, even all the way out there, right?
well, this is where it kind of thins out once you get backwards, so.
Tell me about growing up in Georgia and just a little bit about your life, your family.
Well, I love that I'm from Georgia, and, you know, me and my brother love everything we do. We're fishing. He teaches, like, my brother's probably, he's going to be a pro fisherman one day, I think. But we fish at all the lakes up here. And we do a little bit of hunting every now and then. Growing up, I love sports. I was always playing football in the neighborhood. And soccer, I played soccer all the time. So really just growing up with my family, we're kind of a sports family. We all played sports. My sister was a great lacrosse player. So, growing up, we just played outside all day, every day, pretty much.
What are you majoring in, Cameron?
Criminal justice.
What do you want to do with that?
You know, I'm not really sure yet. I'm just kind of, I don't know yet. I'm going to figure it out soon, I guess.
Man, you're young. You got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess you got to be excited for spring practice. I know it's not even Christmas yet, but we'll, you know, after the first of the year, we'll be starting down the countdown. Wait, 10 weeks or 8 weeks to spring practice. So, but this gives you a new lease on life, and you're going to have Demry, you, and Michael Hughes, all three there. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I think we're all ready to, you know, go out there and compete. We're all buddies, but we also know that we got to go out every day and be as sharp as we could. And I think that's why all three of us performed well this past season, is because we were competing since camp. So, you know, that's what happens with good quarterbacks and they're competing. Whoever's on the field is going to be doing their thing, because you have to compete at a high level every day of practice. And I think the competition will bring out the best.
Well, and also playing for Coach Reed, and you're playing at, obviously, TSU with that great football tradition that it has there, and get to play at Nissan. What's it like playing out on Nissan Stadium? But I don't know. I prefer college campuses myself and everything, but it's pretty neat to run out the tunnel at Nissan Stadium, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think I agree with you a little bit on that one. I like playing at the old Hull Stadium. Feels like a little bit more tradition, but I haven't really got to play at Nissan Stadium.
Right.
So I can't. I've only played at the Hole, so. But, you know, either way, it's you could just feel the tradition here at TSU.
Well, and everything. So, well, Cameron, thank you. And, I'm going to give you one more chance to describe Devon Johnson's touchdown celebration.
Devon Johnson?
Yeah. I want to know what he – I want you to describe it for
him. So I threw him the touchdown in overtime, and he was running on the, I think he was running on the track, and just he was running on the track away from everyone, and I think that's all I remember. I don't remember exactly what he did.
Yeah. Well, what about, though, what he had come up with, you were doing just your summer drills, that when no coaches out there and you guys were being silly. I understand you guys got one down.
Yeah, he would, like, run with his legs out in, like, a dumb fashion. It's really hard to explain. It's just really funny to watch. Next to the crowd, so it was real funny.
Cameron, congratulations again, and it just I'm glad it's turned out this way, and you know, nice problem to have over at TSU, three quality quarterbacks for this coming spring, man. Hey, thank you, Cameron, appreciate it.
Thank you so much, have a good one.
All right, Cameron Rosendahl, TSU quarterback again, out of football in 2017, his last game at Georgia Military.